Australia's power supply crisis has dominated parliamentary debate as the government tries to persuade the AGL Power Company to keep open a New South Wales coal-fired station. But with the National Party urging Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to reject a renewable energy target, the coalition stands accused of ignoring the need to develop new sources. It didn't take long in parliamentary question time for the energy issue to come to the fore. Opposition leader Bill Shorten immediately went on the attack.
My question is to the Prime Minister. The Liberal government is now in its fifth year of office. Since the 2013 election, have power prices gone up or down?
It was a question the Prime Minister was not keen to answer directly. Instead, Mr Turnbull sought to turn the spotlight back into Labor's record when in power.
We know that gas prices have went through the roof in the earlier part of this year because there was a shortage of gas on the east coast of Australia. Now, why was that? That was because more gas was being exported to the extent that the local domestic market was short of gas. How could this possibly happen? Well, I'll tell you how it happened. It happened because the Labor Party, in their stupidity and ignorance, refused to take account of the clear warning.
The Prime Minister.
The exchange and ensuing debate came ahead of meetings between ministers and bosses from the energy company AGL. The government wants to convince AGL to keep one of its coal-fired power stations, the Liddell Power Station in New South Wales, operating beyond 2022. The energy market operator has said it needs to stay open for the stability of the electricity system. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce told the ABC he was confident the government could convince AGL Chief Andy Vesey to sell the plant to another operator if necessary.
Well, the thing about Mr Vesey, I was at the meeting with the Prime Minister, with the Treasurer, with others, where he said he'd sell Liddell to a responsible party. Now, he's the boss and he said he'd do that. Now we'll find a responsible party and see if he wants to sell it to him.
At their weekend conference, members of Mr Joyce's National Party voted against a renewable energy target, a thorny issue dividing the coalition. Labor claims the government is avoiding what needs to be done to move away from coal-fired power generation. And opposition energy spokesman Mark Butler says the government is in disarray over the issue.
The Prime Minister is making this up as he goes along. He really is making this up as he goes along. This was a thought bubble from last week. Still no costings have been made. The industry over the weekend has made it clear that hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars would need to be spent to give this 50-year-old power station a few more years of life. And we want to see what the alternative propositions that the Prime Minister might be thinking of.